American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Concerns about President Joe Biden's health in Middle State were an issue again today at the White House press briefing. But much like her boss has said in recent days, Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden is not going anywhere.
He is going to focus on continuing to work on behalf of the American people, continuing to build on an unprecedented record that he's been able to get done with many of these congressional members that he's proud to have worked with. That's his focus right now. That's his focus.
Fox News reports Democrat Representative Mikey Sherrill of New Jersey today became the latest Democrat lawmaker calling on the president to drop out of the race. In a statement posted on her X account, Sherrill said the president had served the nation honorably for more than half a century. Sherrill is now the seventh Democrat lawmaker who has called on President Biden to drop out of the race. Republican Texas Representative Chip Roy has drafted a resolution calling on Vice President Kamala Harris to invoke the 25th Amendment and assume the duties of President of the U.S. herself. Congressman Roy told Fox that despite the resolution, only Vice President Harris has the power to do it.
It is up to the Vice President of the United States to pull the trigger under the Constitution. Congress can't do anything. I filed that resolution as a statement the day after the debate to simply make my position very clear that unfortunately and sadly, our president is no longer in the mental state to carry out the job and defend the United States as Commander-in-Chief.
The Vice President recently pushed back on concerns regarding the president's age and fitness. President Biden and NATO leaders gathered today in Washington, D.C. to mark the 75th anniversary of the Transatlantic Alliance.
And Putin wants nothing less than Ukraine's total subjugation, to end Ukraine's democracy, to destroy Ukraine's culture, and to wipe Ukraine off the map. And we know Putin won't stop at Ukraine. But make no mistake, Ukraine can and will stop Putin.
Some were curious to see how the president would perform in light of concerns over his age and mental ability. The Speaker of the House says it is becoming increasingly clear that many Democrats want illegal aliens to vote in the 2024 elections. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
More than 10 million illegal aliens have entered the country thanks to Joe Biden. Republican lawmakers are concerned that many could manage to illegally register and ultimately vote in the November elections. So Texas Congressman Chip Roy has introduced the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE Act, in an attempt to ensure elections are more secure. During an appearance on the Fox News Channel, House Speaker Mike Johnson called the SAVE Act a very important piece of legislation, which, not surprisingly, Democrats oppose.
Many of the Democrats want all of these illegals to participate in our federal elections. They want them to vote. There's no other conclusion that you can draw. When the White House announced they would veto the bill, they effectively handed our elections over to all of these illegal aliens that have come here. And the number is far greater than what is being reported.
Johnson says this is a serious problem.
We cannot allow a federal election to be jeopardized by people who can run into the local welfare office, sign up for taxpayer benefits, and check a box that says, I'm a citizen and I want to vote. This is common sense legislation. We have to make sure we don't have an election that is flawed in this way.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee is sponsoring a Senate version of the legislation. I'm Chad Groening.
Former President Donald Trump held a Florida rally after taking shots at President Biden, who is under scrutiny amid calls to drop his reelection campaign. Here's Fox's Grady Trimble.
Former President Trump has largely stayed out of the way as the Democrats fight amongst themselves, but that changes with that big rally. Our colleagues with Fox News Digital report that Trump is going to make the case that the Biden campaign and the Democratic Party at large have sort of engaged in a cover-up to try to hide President Biden's cognitive decline. As part of President Trump coming back out into the public eye after the debate, he had an interview on Hannity. He did attack President Biden, who he predicts will stay in the race. But Trump and the GOP are clearly focused on policy while Democrats try to sort out who their candidate is.
Despite the criticism, First Lady Jill Biden told a crowd in North Carolina on Monday she is all in on her husband's bid for a second term. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.